This is Sacred Meditations. In Meditation 7 of his Sacred Meditations, Johann Gerhard meditates on the fruit of our Lord's Passion. First he exclaims, "The Passion of Christ is my hope," and then he explains why. "Whenever I meditate upon the suffering of my Lord, I cannot but venture a great deal in respect to the love of God and His forbearance toward my sins. He bends His head to kiss me. He extends His arms to embrace me. He opens His hands to bestow gifts upon me. He opens His side that I may behold His heart glowing with love for me. He is lifted up from the earth that He may draw all men unto Himself. His wounds are livid with grief, yet gleaming with love. And in those open wounds, we must seek for the secret of His heart. Truly with Him is plenteous redemption, for not a drop only, but streams of blood flowed from five parts of His body. As a bunch of grapes cast into a press is crushed by the weight placed upon it, and on all sides pours forth its juice, so the flesh of Christ, crushed by the weight of divine wrath and the severity of our sins, pours out on all sides its precious life blood. When Abraham showed his willingness to offer his son in sacrifice, the Lord said to him, 'Now truly I know that thou lovest me. Acknowledge also the wonderful love of the eternal Father, in that He was willing to deliver up to death His only begotten Son for us. He loved us while we were yet enemies. Will He forget us now that we are reconciled by the death of His Son? Can He be unmindful of the precious blood of His own Son when He numbers even the tears and the steps of His godly children? Can Christ possibly forget in His life those for whom He was willing to suffer death? Can He, enthroned in glory, forget those for whom He bore such awful anguish upon earth?'" Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.